This is the Puppy Training Podcast, episode number 96, Settling and Calm. This podcast is designed to help you on your journey of becoming best friends through love and learning as you train your own dog from home. And I'm here to help you every step of the way. This is the Puppy Training Podcast, and I'm your host, Amy Jensen. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Puppy Training Podcast. I'm so excited that you're here. Thanks for listening. Today, I have one of my trainers here at Baxter and Bella, Amanda Crossland, with us. And she's going to talk to us a little bit about settling and calm. I know that's a topic that you're all interested in, right? So how do we get our dogs to be calm? So thanks, Amanda, for joining us today.
You're welcome. I'm excited to be here.
Before we dive into settling and calm, will you explain a little bit about yourself and how long you've been training dogs?
For sure. So I got into training dogs probably 2 years ago. So not very long, but 2 years ago, I bought my first dog and I became a member of the Baxter and Bella program. And I fell in love with training dogs. And so I started doing a little bit of research into how I could develop more skills and more knowledge around how to train dogs. Eventually, it grew into something a lot bigger and I was able to eventually be hired on with you. And so yeah, it just started with a simple love and a passion for training my own dog.
That's awesome. That's how most of us, I think, start, as we just realize these creatures are amazing animals and it's so fun to work with them. And really, honestly, I feel like we have the best job in the world.
It is the best job in the world. I love it.
What is your favorite thing that you've learned to train a dog to do?
Today, we're going to be talking a lot about settling and calm behaviors. That is one of my favorite things to train my dogs to do. I use it in so many different areas. It does take a lot of time and a lot of patience and a lot of awareness of your dog. But that's definitely my favorite thing. On top of that, I think a recall is really fun and really important too. I've always enjoyed getting my puppy really excited to come to me. So
I agree. I think that makes the fun video shots out in your backyard when you call your dog to you. And then I like to pull up my phone and hit record and watch them just charging full speed at you with their tongue out, and they're all happy to come work with you. So yeah,
I love that. And then put those videos in slow-mo and life's even better.
That's true. Okay. So when we talk about settling and calm, will you explain what that is from our perspective? And then yeah, really, what do we mean by that?
Yeah. So when I think of a calm or a settled dog, I think of a dog who is just comfortable soothing themselves, is okay being, you know, alone and can calm down when needed. Teaching your puppy how to be calm and teaching them how to settle, it requires a lot of patience and a lot of practice on our part. And it also requires a lot for our puppies too.
Yeah. When our puppies first come home, Amanda, it doesn't seem like there's a lot of settling and calm, right? I think we get asked that a lot in our business. When we speak with clients, you know, how do I get a puppy to be like your puppy? How do I get my puppy to look like that? You know, why is it so important for families to know about these little tips and tricks when it comes to settling and calm, and also to know about what a puppy can handle at a young age?
Yeah, great question. So I get this a lot as well with the clients. They'll say, hey, my puppy's home and none of the videos on here match the kind of demeanor my puppy has. And I look at them and I'm like, you know what? It is hard. And I'm with you. We feel that a lot. A lot of us go through the puppy stages, the 6 p.m. at night when they get the zoomies and they're running around and we're like, our dog's never going to be calm. The beauty of it though, if you think about those moments throughout the day where your puppy's laying down or where your puppy's cuddled up on the couch or your puppy's in the crate and sleeping, those moments throughout the day, those are the behaviors that we like to call a settle or a calm. And those are the behaviors that we like to reward. So oftentimes, when we see our puppies in those states where they're settled, where they're calm, where they're laying in their bed, where they're just sitting there staring at us, you know, they could just be sitting there doing nothing and staring at us. It's moments like that where we want to reward them and be saying a lot of our yeses instead of a lot of our no's when they get all zoomy and happy.
Yeah. So if I'm a brand new client and I have a puppy and I just brought them home, what would be my first steps to achieving, you know, helping my puppy, I guess, be rewarded for this type of behavior? What would you recommend to me? What kind of training plan would you set up for me?
My best advice is to set up something like a playpen so that your puppy has a space where they can learn to be calm. If your puppy's out with you all the time, they could want to follow you, nip at your feet, jump on you, and they're not learning a lot of those calming behaviors. So if we take time to set up something like a playpen or a baby gate and separate our puppies from us, they develop skills to self-soothe, to self-regulate, and to balance their emotions. So what the playpen does is it gives us those opportunities to watch for our puppy give us those calm behaviors, such as a down or a settle or laying in their crate or laying on their bed. And we can go over and drop a treat, just drop a treat in there. We don't have to make a big deal of it. We want them to stay calm. Eventually, as we continue to develop a pattern where they lay down, and we'll drop a treat in and teach them that this is the kind of behavior that gets you attention, not the jumping, not the barking, not the whining. This is what gets you attention.
Yeah. And I think some people are nervous to let their puppies whine or bark. Have you experienced that?
Yeah, I have. And I think that's a good thing to touch on, in the fact that there's different types of whining and there's different types of barking. I mean, you think about our little puppies coming home at the very beginning. They're nervous. They're it's an environment change. Everything's different. The people are different. The smells are different. There's all sorts of different things going on in their environment. And change is hard for all of us, let alone a little 8 or 9, 12-week-old puppy. So when your puppy comes home, I would encourage you to just build a lot of that bond and recognize that a lot of their tantrums at the beginning are going to be frustration. They want to be with you. They want that closeness. And when you're away, it's going to frustrate them a little. I think recognizing the difference between, you know, excessive panting, throwing up, drooling, whatever it is, versus just a puppy that's over there, rawr, 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 rawr. That's a puppy that's probably more just frustrated that they're separated from you. So recognizing the difference and allowing your puppy to learn how to self-soothe in those moments instead of going over and reinforcing that barking or that crying will really help them develop these calm and settling behaviors.
Yeah. And in our program, I feel like we do a pretty good job in that first week together of teaching you, you know, clients, how to build a bond with your dogs and how to help that dog build trust in you, that you will come back and you know, they are safe in your home and they're safe with you. And we actually see in that first week, a lot of these puppy stresses melt away and then the puppy becomes more comfortable. And now, okay. Yeah. Like you're saying, when the person disappears, they're like, wait, I want to go with you. I want to be with you every second. And they can't always be with us. And that really is actually a good life lesson for every dog to learn, is sometimes I have to be on my own. Sometimes I have to self-entertain. And so you've given us some great tips to get that started.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely keep up the rewarding the calmness. I think that's something we forget a lot. Our puppies get happy or hyper or jumpy or bitey or nippy. And we're just stuck on this no and yes loop that, I mean, you talked about a no loop multiple times in our program and in these podcasts. And I see a lot of people get stuck in a no loop and they forget to look for those calm behaviors because they only see the loud ones or the barking ones or the jumping ones. So if we're looking for those calm ones, we can get ourselves stuck in a yes loop instead of a no loop.
Yeah. And then we see those puppies, you know, their cooperation goes way up. Their frustration levels go way down.
For sure.
I know, Amanda, in working with some clients, we run into some struggles, right? Where people might go wrong. Can you elaborate on some of those that you've seen working with others?
Yeah. A common one is that we do, like we were just talking about, get stuck in that no loop. And a lot of the time it's because we are not setting our puppy up for success. Meaning, the reason we had talked about the playpen earlier in this podcast is because that playpen does set them up for success. I like to think about this in terms of like a video game. So if we put our puppies on like a level 10 of this video game, they're going to have no idea what to do. They don't even know how to do level 1, let alone level 10. And giving them this kind of freedom to our house, to jump on us, to bite us, to bark at us, to do all these different behaviors, we were like expecting them to know how to do level 10, and they don't even know how to do level 1 in the playpen. So the idea behind the playpen is that in there, it's controlled enough that they can't do the things that they would do if they were outside of the playpen. So now with the playpen, since we have this structure, we're setting them up for success in the idea that we're teaching them what to do instead. So let's take a puppy. I had a puppy the other day who came to my house, who had some serious problems with separation. He really struggled to settle and calm on his own, whether it was in the playpen, whether it was behind a baby gate, or whether it was just on my couch. Just struggled to calm down. And we developed a routine and some structure with this playpen where I would sit outside of the playpen just to let him know that I wasn't going anywhere. And anytime I saw this puppy going into a down or settling or choosing to not bark or cry or whine, I would just drop a treat in. And this happened maybe like every 3 or 5 seconds, I was dropping a treat in and rewarding this puppy for their calm behaviors. So the idea here is it's a very structured environment. So I can really kind of control what's going on. Anytime the puppy whines, I just ignore it. I was right there. The puppy was safe. He knew he was fine. Really what I was doing was teaching him, like, when you're calm, you get attention. When you bark, you don't get my attention. I know you're fine. I know you're safe. You've eaten, you've gone potty. We're fine. So when you're calm, I'm going to drop a treat in. When you're not, I'm not going to drop a treat in. And eventually we worked up to building this puppy up to being able for me to sit on the couch or sit at my dining table and be able to drop treats in from there. And then I was able to leave the room and he was calm. But it took a lot of patience. I think that's one thing that we forget when we're training our puppies is that we're in a rush. We just want to get things done. We want our puppy to learn quickly. They're just not doing it. And it takes a lot of work to get our puppies to build up this kind of distress tolerance. So if we can take the time and increase our patience and allow that time to set our puppies up for success by teaching them and training them these calm behaviors, you'll see a lot more progress in the future instead of just making it a rush thing and not waiting for them to do that calm behavior.
I love that. I love that point on patience and just waiting and giving ourselves time, especially in transitions. I feel like the comings and goings, you know, we do tend to rush or be in a hurry, and we're not allowing our dog time to make those choices on their own. And they really do learn, I say, in the long run, more quickly by figuring things out on their own.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. And I mean, a lot of what we're doing with the calm behavior is not talking. And that's one of the beauties of it. We're not sitting there talking to our dog at all. A lot of it is just they're watching us do the dishes. They're watching us cook. They're watching us eat. And we're just rewarding them for watching us or for being calm or for sitting there. So a lot of these calm behaviors, it just takes those patient moments of waiting for them to be calm and then rewarding that calm behavior.
Amanda, thank you so much for being here today and talking about that. I know this is something that a lot of new dog families are curious about. How do I get this calm and this settling? And I think you've given us some great tips today. Now, before we go, can I ask you, if you had a day off with just you and your dogs, how would you spend it?
Oh, I'd be outside. We would be up in the mountains. We'd be hiking, maybe go swimming. I would take them outside, just get them exposed to the elements, get them practicing some recall. Get a ton of different things in their life. And for me as well, I love being outdoors. And so just getting outside is probably where I would be if I had a full day off with my dogs.
All right. Well, you guys, thanks for checking in today and listening. I hope you took away a tip or two that can help you improve your life with your dog. And like Amanda said, get outside with them this weekend and go find something fun to do together. Talk to you later. If you have a question about anything you heard on this podcast or any other puppy training question, visit my site, BaxterandBella.com, to contact me.